Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, we're back with Don Jero, and we're discussing how you transitioned into your different families and kept the continuity and yet transitioned to other members of the family and other members of your organization. Right. So we're talking about Miami, your son, and then your
son-in-law, your son and daughter. And daughter Maria.
But the one in Orlando is your grandson. Is your
Orlando
grandson?
Is my grandson.
Grandson.
His father, my son, opened the business for him. He has been teached by my son. He had been working with my son for many all his life. He was he's finished the school or whatever, and now he's in Orlando.
And what dealership is that? What car is he selling?
It's a Honda.
Honda in Orlando.
Is it what we call in Miami?
People have told me it's a beautiful dealership.
That's right. In Miami, headquartered Honda. Headquartered Toyota.
Toyota Miami. Right.
And in Orlando, is headquartered Honda.
Right, right.
And here in Puerto Rico, and also, Carlos, my son-in-law, used to work for me in different places. I teach him. He is very, very intelligent. Also, my daughter Maria.
Very dynamic, very responsible. Also, tremendous.
Also, my daughter Maria. And the business in as I gave the business in Miami to, or I did a transaction in Miami for my son Jero, I did a transaction here for Maria and Carlos. So they are people very well, as you say,
trained and
not only that. I mean, they get along very well.
Yeah.
They have a good relation, but they have their own business.
So you sold the Puerto Rico card.
We did a transaction in Puerto Rico to Carlos and Maria.
And Jero, he's the owner. So you.
They are the owners here, and Jero's in Miami. I am a humble chairman of the board here.
But you also, which I always admire very much, you also had vice presidents of the organization that you also arranged for them to buy dealerships and to get involved in their own businesses.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. It was one day, I used to have here three vice presidents that were Gerardo Pascual, Pablo Abreu, and Charles Bayan. Charles was in charge of our dealer in Maya West. Pablo, our dealers in Caguas, and Pascual was my second in command here in the main dealerships and the company here.
Right.
So one day I thought, I said, I have to give them an opportunity to have their own business. I say, I should not say that, but God has been so good for me. I had to give those people who had been loyal to me, right, working for me, an opportunity for them
to be their own boss, their own
business.
Own, yeah, right.
So one day I remember that
which you fought so hard for. You worked a little bit with people, but you quickly wanted to be your own boss, and that's, you wanted other people then to be their own boss.
One day I called them and say, I have something to tell you, my friends. I said, what is it? I wonder you have your own business. What? Yes, I want Charles to have his business in Mayagüez, Pablo in Caguas, and you, Gerardo Pascual, you here. And they say, but how we can do that? We have no money to do that. I say, don't worry about the money. I am going to lend you the necessary money that you need. Besides that, I am going to have the floor plan for you. I will give I don't know how to
for
say
those
it.
Who don't know, floor plan is the financing vehicle
the floor
that's used
is
for
the
selling the cars.
I will give you the enough.
Well, some people might say the floor plan is your architectural design.
I give you my support that the bank will give.
You know, my family was in cars at Caribbean Motors.
Oh yeah,
Caribbean Motors.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, I will give you the backing of the floor plan for the three of you, and you will start your own business. They were amazed at what I say then, but thanks God, they started their own business, and they have been successful.
Successful. And, I'm, And I'm sure they're very appreciative of what you did.
Pascual, then one day Pascual asked me if he could be in partnership with Pedro Fernandez. I said, yes, you can do that. I knew Pedro before too. You can be, so they now they own Autogrupo, Nissan and Kia are here. And Charles became involved with Penske, one of the largest and biggest dealers in the United States, who owns the Toyota here in Puerto Rico. Charles has been, is with them, he is a president of the company, general manager, whatever, and in charge, and he has his interest in the company.
You got a few things that are more satisfying than to develop
someone,
see them, you know, really grow into their job and then be their own,
they
you know,
their own people, they are successful. By the way, yesterday, they invited me to have lunch with them, so I had lunch with them, remember in the old times, and I feel very proud of them, very, very proud of them. They have been successful, and here I am. We also used to have business in Louisiana. I used to have a partner in Louisiana called J.P. Thibodeau. We were very successful in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and also in Orange, Texas. But when he died, I had no other opportunity. I didn't want to go. So we sold the business to two brothers, John and David Favre. We were very good related with them. They were minority stockholder in that company. They bought the business. They had the owners in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, and in New Orleans. So
you know, well, that's a great legacy. Let me change a little bit the topic. You know, I know in the book there was a little thing that piqued my curiosity.
Yes.
You gave a talk to the Young Presidents Organization, and the title was "If I Knew Then." What I know now. Could you share with the entails?
That means that if I knew when I started the business what I know now, I don't know what happened at that time. But that's a philosophy that now, you see, and now I know more than when I do it.
That's what you have been imparting to your children and to your vice presidents and all. Right. Of course, it's the philosophy.
Yeah.
For example, we talked about each client, how critical it is to become friends, and the other part of the philosophy of the company is making the employees very, very personal, almost family and all. Abella has won three, four awards for by the employees chosen as the best company to work for.
Well,
so that's a part.
You know, they say that when I come here, the first thing I do is to go around all the office and say hello to them, so they know I am here. And we feel that we, the Bay International.
Your granddaughter, I think, mentioned that when she used to go to a restaurant with you, that it took about 45 minutes to sit down to eat because you went to say hello and talk to the cook and to the waiters and everybody around.
Let me tell you something. And I sorry to
gregarious,
say,
gregarious.
You have to excuse me if I feel that maybe I shouldn't say that, but I think that I know more people than many people here in Puerto Rico.
It is tremendous.
And it happens to me every, as you know what happened to me? That sometimes I say hello, hello. I say, who the hell is this guy? honest, because I know the face, but I don't know the names.
Sure. Honest. That happens to all of us. That's
I don't think that this happens. How they call that when you lose your memory? I don't think so. It's exactly that. I know so much people, so many people that really I cannot give the names of
but
I feel so proud of one thing, or let me tell you, I go to any restaurant here, and from the people, from the ballet parking guy, to the waiter, to everybody, Don Jero, how are you? He said, hello. I say, so I feel very happy with that. And I think that is part of my personality, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we know it's, but, you made your life, your life, your philosophy is to make friends. And which brings me to a quote, there's a quote I love, which I'm gonna say in Spanish. It's gonna be a little bit hard.
I don't mention it to you, and how we went out to Miami for the book, presentation of the book in Miami. It was done in the year, in the annual fundraising, how do you call that, dinner of the Fundación of the Derechos Humanos in Cuba, which I mentioned to you, I am the chairman emeritus, you see, and they invited me to do the presentation of the book, and I did, and I remember that after we delivered the book, people were talking, as I said, a group of my friends over there came to me and said, Harold, why don't you come and move to Miami? I said, why the fuck? We want you to be in politics here. Forget about that, my friend. This is not what I'm looking for. I only want to be a good citizen, a good father, a good grandfather, a good friend, or something that I will try very hard. So it costs me a lot to be a good golfer.
in terms of friends and all, there was a statement that you wrote, a note that you wrote to somebody, and I'm going to say in Spanish, but dame Dios mío mano firme y mirada vigilante para poder llegar a mi destino sin hacer daño a nadie en mi camino. It's almost a little poem, you know.
That means, oh my God, give me a strong hand, good look.
Not good looking, because good vision.
Good vision to go to the end of what you have me done, of what you want me to be, and without not doing any harm to anybody in my road to that.
Yeah, and basically trying to avoid enemies and avoid hurting people. And be always respectful and try to make friends.
I don't doubt that I have people that they don't like me. Could be. But honest, I feel honest to God that I have many, many friends.
One of your philosophies that comes across is that with your competitors, you don't feel that you should be competing and hurting them and criticizing their businesses, but rather collaborating and just being better because you're better, not trying to play down. And philosophically, this is a concern I've always thought about in my mind. The Cuban community has always helped each other so much, you know. And when you started, when you were very, very, you spent a lot of time helping the people that were coming, helping them get into the jobs, etc. And the Cuban community has always helped the business people work together. And I've always been a little bit concerned that the Puerto Ricans, we tend to sort of want to criticize and downgrade and hurt our competitors and our other people, our people. And Do you think this happens, is this something that was culturally there to the Cuban, or was that because you were the exile environment and all, this philosophy of helping a competitor is very important.
I feel that all my competitors are my friends. I respect them, never criticize them. I never allowed to have any advertising or say any word in the company against my competitors. We always advertise how good is our product, how good is our company, but never say that we're better than anybody. We just say that we're good ones. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? I never say anything wrong about our competitors. Now we don't call our competitors. I call them my colleagues. They are my colleagues.
It's an important philosophy, and it's something that we need so much in Puerto Rico. Unity and harmony and collaboration. We just don't have. But kind of as closing, you know, I'm in Don Jero's conference room, and of course, I know there's other rooms where there are also plaques, but it's just filled with plaques and awards. Is it, which one of these, and you, there's one, but the I don't want to be, which one of these, are two or three, you're most proud of the plaques that are on this one?
This is funny, but a long time ago, the Dominican consul, not too many, a few years ago, here in San Juan, gave me a plaque, which I thought will tell to anybody because it means what I feel. It says, Cubano de nacimiento, I mean Cubano by birth, U.S. by naturalization, Puerto Rican by adoption, and Dominican by heart.
Yeah, which brings back that idea that I had. You have two arms and two legs, and you have them spread out over four, you know, jurisdictions. And they all love you, and they've all given you awards.
Let me tell you something. Really, well, you see what the people of Louisiana gave it to me. I am not a lawyer, never studied the law, and I am a moral attorney general. You see, somebody told me what you can do for me. I said nothing.
Nothing.
I will put you in jail. Don't worry.
But the last one I saw was the Lifetime Award by Caribbean Business.
And that's you, right. Well, I don't got it here. I got it in bay.
You don't have it somewhere else, but I have it here in a row. You have the four. Right. Caribbean Business, you know, outstanding and exceptional leadership, which is given based on what other business people have voted. So
you
won that four
proud,
times, and then the Lifetime Award.
I am very proud to be recognized at that. I am very proud of every one of the awards that I have here. And let me tell you something. You know why I have those awards in plaques here? Because I want the people to know that if you have the wish, if you have the strength, if you want to do that, you can achieve that.
We're gonna end with that.
Okay.
I think that's a great. You gotta work. You gotta fight, and then be respectful and loving, and that's what you achieved.
I want to congratulate you. Also, and again, I appreciate very much this interview with you. The only thing that I want you to know is don't say, we are going to have an interview with Don Jero, as I know, with a friend, Jero.
You know, that was my golfing friend.
My golf partner.
But Jero, we'll see you Sunday in the golf links.
Well, I mean, the golf day game on Sunday, I will try that Carlos, my son-in-law, which is a very low handicap. He had another appointment with some other people, so he can play with me and my partner. But don't worry, I'll be there.
Enjoying it.
No, and I got my $30 to put on. I always say, you're joking. People say, Jero, come to play with me. I say, oh, this guy will need some money in the bet. No, that's not true. I feel very happy that people like to play with me, and I am very proud of that. Every day, as I mentioned to you, you know that. And one of the things I go to the gym here or any place I am is because I need to be strong. Because if I am not strong, those people that play against me will take all my money.
Well, thank you for joining me. And congratulations on a great life and the best to you.
Thank you. And when you have this, probably you have the record of this, disc or whatever.
Be a pleasure. Okay.
Because I want to give that. Okay. Thank you for coming. Thank you for this. And I'll see you on Sunday.
Right.
Don't worry. You may take some of my money. You don't play with me, but that's okay.
I'm not proud. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.